So what can you do to prevent that from happening?
Well, the phones are further evidence that youngsters are immersed in technology, and technology can take over their lives. And when things are out of balance, it's up to the parent to ideally say to the child, look, here's what I see, not what you do, here's what I see. Because whatever you say to a child, you are doing this, what's the child going to say? No, I'm not. You're mistaken. You're wrong. I'm fine. But what parents can do is say, look, this is what I see, this is what I'm noticing, this is what's happening, and I am not comfortable with that, and I don't think this is good for you, so we're going to make a change. We're going to take the cell phone out of your room at night so you can sleep. One of the real detriments of these mobile devices is that they will hijack youngster sleep. Computers, DVD screens, television screens in the bedroom, as well as cell phones, are stealing our youngster sleep. What is being produced is what I call elementary school and high school zombies, because they're stumbling through their days because they're not getting an appropriate amount of sleep. And the number one cause of not getting a lot of sleep are these devices. Parents should be saying to their child, I have been deputized by my pediatrician as an electronic sheriff, and I'm going to ride around the town every night and make sure that all these devices are secured, and the cell phone will now be recharging in the kitchen until morning. Boy, I'm going to get cards and letters about that. That's a wonderful advice, and that's what I tell my parents.